All right, hi everybody. My name is Doug Pierce. I'm a group program manager in OneDrive. I'm here with Ruben Krippner, our director of product management. And we're here to talk about how file collaboration in OneDrive and SharePoint can make you and your teams more productive and help everyone work together more effectively. We are going to do a talk today that is really just putting all of the features we've been looking at to work. So you saw a bunch of stuff in the keynote yesterday with Jeff, I hope. And we did a talk this morning that kind of did an overview of the OneDrive for Business roadmap. And so this talk is really just kind of bring all that together. We're going to try to just show you how it all works as a day in the life of a team, a group of people who really need to collaborate on a bunch of work together. We'll show you what's possible with the latest tools. And it's literally using the latest code that we could possibly bring you. And we're going to show that not just with OneDrive and SharePoint, but also with the rest of Office 365 and tools from our partners, and really just tools that people use every day to get their jobs done. We'll show how it all really comes together. And I know everyone loves slides, but we're just going to spend the whole time building our whole sort of workflow together in real time with you. And hopefully have a lot of fun. I do have one more slide. I'm going to just explain our story. So our story, you all know, we are at Contoso Clothing Company. We have a wonderful sales executive, Ruben, who will be very charming today. And Ruben is going to work on vetting an opportunity. He's going to go meet with our customer for an initial brainstorming session. This will be Fabricam. And he's going to bring back what he's learned to collaborate with the marketing team, with the design team, on putting together a sales pitch. He's then going to take that, get on an airplane, go have a big pitch with the whole team at the customer, and is going to come back, and we're going to work with the business team, the finance team, on putting that proposal together. And then if all goes well, we will get this deal signed, and we'll have a contract in hand at the end of the hour. Ruben will be the sales executive and the customer. I will be a designer. Much to the chagrin of my design team, I will be a designer, and I'll be someone working on the contracts team. We're going to put all of that together at the end with how does an IT person manage it for their company. And I guess we picked this scenario because we thought it represented a bunch of different kinds of roles and functions at work. But it's really meant to illustrate what it's like to just work with documents in general. So hopefully this resonates with your teams, and let's get started on that with Ruben.
Thanks, Doug. So as Doug said, I'm playing the role of the sales exec, the account manager, the person running the deal, but equally I could just be a team lead running a project. There's a range of things. Hopefully you'll just identify with the process, not necessarily the subject material. So if I'm a salesperson, I typically operate in a CRM system. Typically the two most prevalent ones are Salesforce or Dynamics CRM from Microsoft. What we want to do is show, I think the other thing that we want to show is how all of this stuff integrates with all kinds of other products. So it's not just about, hey, use the Microsoft stack and everything will be fine. We recognize that everyone has lots of different tools from all kinds of different vendors. We want to show in as many practical examples as we can how these things work together. So in this instance, I'm actually going to be the CRM or the salesperson, and I do a lot of work within the CRM system. And so you don't need to be a CRM expert, but basically I've got a lead. We're going to qualify that into a sales opportunity. And then the fun and games start in terms of how I go and meet the customer and start that interaction. So I've got this lead here. It's a guy called Stephen Gerrard from Fabricam. For anyone that knows either me or knows Liverpool Football Club, you'll get the in-joke, but he's the former skipper and legend of Liverpool Football Club. I don't know why I'm selling him Contoso or Fabricam clothing line, but that's another matter. So we're into this lead. I've got obviously the notes and everything about having the conversation and kind of giving him a preliminary pitch about what our value is and what we bring. That phone call goes well, and so what I want to do is convert that into a sales opportunity. And so I'm going to go ahead and qualify that opportunity, and it's then going to go and create a sales opportunity that we'll work on and will be the basis of all of the documents and everything we use in OneDrive and SharePoint and so on from there. So now I've got that further information, and what I want to do is actually go and say, yep, this is a legitimate opportunity here. So I'm going to go into the documents for this particular opportunity. And so within CRM, whether it's Salesforce or whether it's Dynamics CRM, we've got integrated or integrations with OneDrive and SharePoint. And this could be, you know, any line of business application. And so I've got a lot of different things that I can do. The first thing that I'm going to do is actually, if I'm going to go out to the customer, I'm actually going to go and create a OneNote. And it's going to allow me to create and capture any notes from that. Again, I'm not too worried about, you know, what system I use, but this is just for example purposes. And then the integration, again, through any of these line of business apps is, where do you want to store it? Do you want it to be kind of private by default and stored on your OneDrive, or do you want it to be on a SharePoint or Office 365 Groups document library? In this case, I'm going to pick OneDrive, and I'm going to go and save that. It will then go and create that that thing for me. And then once I'm done there, it will actually go and create an opportunity folder. So from there, let's go back. Looks like there's been some kind of challenge with that. So we'll go into that opportunity again. Let's have a look. Fabricam clothing line. And let's go back into documents and try that again. So we'll go and create a new OneNote. And again, I'll try that on OneDrive. Discussion with Fabricam. We'll save that. Okay, it doesn't look like that's going to be kind to me. So what I'm going to do is go and manually create the folder. And go and create that there. Okay, so we've now got our folder, and then what I want to do is actually go and meet the customer, get their requirements, have a conversation about things, and so I'm going to leave the office in order to do that. And what I'm going to do is head out, and I've got my mobile phone. So let's see. In the last session, it didn't work. Here we go. So it's actually working this time. So we go and have a meeting. I'm going to use the OneDrive app here. If we go back to our files area, so again, a couple of reminders around this. I've got the ability to get into all my files on OneDrive. I can go into the recent. Another thing is the Discover view, so the ability to go and see popular or relevant or trending content around me. So potentially there's other proposals or other documents that I might be able to use as a starting point. Again, one of the things that we released yesterday is the ability to go and connect into SharePoint document libraries directly from within the app. So if I had a sales site, I can go into my documents there, and now I've got all of those files and folders available from that document library. So that's pretty straightforward and very, very simple. So let's go back into my files. I'm going to go into CRM and go into that Fabricam opportunity. So one of the things that we can do, let's say that during the course of the meeting, we do a bunch of discussions and we whiteboard out what they're actually looking for. Doug's going to play the role of my whiteboard for this opportunity. And I can use this scan function. So I'm going to go and do this. It allows me to, first of all, focus on that. Let's take that picture. Okay. And then I'm going to add another photo, which is the second side of it. So there we go there. And now once we've done that, I then go and create or tick the tick sign. That's going to then go and convert those photos into a multi-page PDF, and it's going to upload that into that Fabricam opportunity folder. So we'll give that a couple of seconds. There we are there. So that's our scanned document. We'll go in and have a look at it. And you'll see very, very soon that we've got this scanned document. Let's go and cancel out of that just for a second. And let's have a look and see. So it's not going to behave for me. Not the end of the world. So I've got the scan document in there, the whiteboard's all taken. I can go and annotate and put any further notes that I actually want on that. And then what I'm going to do is, because I want to get other people engaged in this particular opportunity, what I'm going to do is invite some other people to this folder. And from there, we can all pile on and add our own documents. You'll see during the course of the interaction with Doug, the designer, he's going to add other materials in. But it's creating a really simple workspace that's accessible on the browser, on the mobile device, on a whole range of different devices. So all I've got to do is select that folder. I'm then going to share that. And you'll see the share dialog. I can copy a link into an email and send that. I'm going to go and invite specific people. And I'm going to put in Douglas P at Contoso.
This is a test of your ability to type.
Yeah, testing my typing skills on this. onmicrosoft.com. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to allow editing. And then I'm going to go ahead and share that. So it's now picked up that folder, created a link, and gone and sent that off to Doug. We've now got an opportunity that's all set up. We've got the basis of that. And that gets us started as far as the opportunity is concerned. So let's say, for argument's sake, that I then come back into the office. What I want to be able to do is get things started as far as the work around. We've got to do a presentation. We'll have to do a proposal. So there's a variety of different documents that we want to work on there. So I'm going to go into, let's have a look at my PC. And you'll see there's the Fabricam opportunity. There's the scan document that we actually had before. And so when I go into that, you'll see that the PDF comes up. There's the immaculate whiteboard with Doug standing behind it.
Thank you.
So that's that's that information started. I also have shared that already through when I was actually out on site. But what I want to do is start a proposal and a presentation. So one of the things that my marketing department has done for me is go and create some templates that I can then work from. So I don't have to reinvent the wheel, and I've got a consistent way on doing these documents. So I've got a SharePoint site that they've actually set up for me, and it's available to all of the salespeople at our organization, and conveniently we've got a sales template folder. So again, for me to be able to have access to that wherever I am, what I want to be able to do is actually go and sync that so that I've got that available offline. So I'm going to go ahead and sync that folder. It's going to take care of that. It's now going to start downloading that. And if I have a look on my sync area, there it is there, and there's those templates available for me. Really simple. I can go into specific folders, grab the files that I need, and it gives me everything that I need to get started. So I'm going to do two things. Firstly, what I'm going to do is go in and actually create the sales presentation. So I've opened the document. One of the things that I might want to do is go in and insert a new slide and say, let's say, designer content here. And I could put in some comments and notes and so on And moving forward, we'll start rolling out for Office the ability to do at mention. So I could say, hey, at Doug, please, you know, insert this, and he'll then get a notification on his mobile or an email or what have you. So that gets me started, and I'm gonna go and save that. So I can then pick wherever I want. In this case, here's my OneDrive. What I wanna do is be able to go and pick that. So I'm gonna go and actually browse to my sync folder. And one of the things actually that I haven't done is go and select the CRM folder. So let's quickly go and do that. So I'm gonna choose the folders on my OneDrive. I'm gonna pick that CRM folder, and it's gonna take all of those offline for me as well. So I'm gonna do that. Let's just go and verify that that's actually coming down. There we are there, the opportunity, and there's that information, the scan, and so on. So let's go back, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna save that into, let's pick somewhere. So I'm gonna pick that opportunity folder, and I'm gonna call this Fabricam presentation. And go ahead and save that. So again, it's gonna go and create that or save that folder. Behind the scenes, the sync client is gonna pick that up and push that into the folder, and away we go. Now, the other thing that I need to be able to do is actually go and create a proposal. So I'm gonna go into my proposal template. Again, I can start editing, do whatever information that I want. Let's go ahead and put, today's date. And I can put other things, so project background and description for Fabricam, make those changes, and now I'm gonna go and save that. So you'll see that also by the fact that I've synced that folder now appears for me in the Office client. I'll go into the opportunity, and again, I'm gonna call this Fabricam proposal. So there we are there, go and save that. So that's now pushed that. And then what I can actually do is do things like go and share that document directly, but because that's already in the folder that I've shared with Doug, Doug's automatically got permissions to that file. If I want to, I can have a look at the activity. Not much going on with that file right now. I've just created it and saved it. So now what we've done, we've gone out to the customer, we've met, we've taken some notes, we've scanned that into a PDF document, and we've pushed that to a workspace, a folder on my OneDrive that enables us to get started on that piece of work. So now what I want to do is I actually want to switch over and hand over to Doug, the designer, and he's going to show you that experience on how he picks that up and starts working from there.
That's right. Let's switch over to one. So again, we're going to build this all in real time in front of you. And so as Ruben was typing in and hitting share, I could see things popping up on my screen, like these notifications. This was actually what you shared from the last talk. And then the top one here, the Fabricam opportunity was just now. And I can actually pop into OneDrive, and I've got the Fabricam opportunity folder. And again, it doesn't matter even where that folder was created from. The point is, once you got it into OneDrive, you were able to work with it and share it. And I've got it right here, and it has all of the three things he's just been adding as we go. So no fakery, right? This is the real deal. All right, so I've got these things here. The thing that kind of stands out the most to me was that presentation. I'm just gonna take a look at it here. I get a quick preview, and I can actually see that he kind of carved out some space for me to work in. And I'm gonna actually bring that into PowerPoint. And so you can see a really nice, easy connection between OneDrive and the Office apps. We'll actually prompt you to go download the app if you don't have it. I'm going to actually just do a quick change here because I thought we should actually call this Fabricam. And I will change this guy on my Mac in a second. but please forgive my fingers. There we go. And then I saw there was some notes for me, so I'm actually just going to say, this is a good thing to do at my desk. And so all of that stuff, I'm just able to take a couple quick notes, make some really quick changes, and then I'm just gonna pop back out. That'll all get saved back to that same shared folder. And since I'm a designer, I'm actually gonna go pick up on number 6. I'm gonna go pick back up here on my Mac back at the office, and I'm gonna sit down and do some work. Just a second ago, you saw that folder that Ruben shared with me come in here. So we'll start there, and I can see the previews of the files that we've been working on and creating together. And I'm going to need to bring this content down to my PC so I can get to work on it, or down to my Mac so I can get to work on it. So I'm gonna hit sync, and then you can see the sync icon get started up there. And I'm gonna open the Contoso folder. And like Ruben was saying a minute ago, all of my personal files live in the OneDrive folder, and all of the files that are shared with me or that I have access to at work live in a folder that's just the name of my organization. So it's really easy to recognize, and it's gonna be right here, and those are the files that we were syncing down. You can see the preview that we were just working on. I should have capitalized that, excuse me. And you can see the scan we just made. Since I'm the designer, I know that this is actually the graphic that I need to go work on. I mean, you did a nice job with your whiteboard, but it needs a little help. And what are the tools that designers use every day? They're Photoshop, Illustrator. And so I've actually been sneaking ahead and doing a little bit of work in Illustrator, some of which I did myself. And I've actually gotten started on here. You can see this is a lovely Illustrator file in Adobe Illustrator. And I want to save that back to that shared workspace, which is going to be right here. And Fabricam workflow.ai Illustrator file. And I'm going to save that. And then I'm going to do one more thing. I was thinking that I have a video that might be useful for Ruben. And I'm going to drop that in the shared folder too. And just like you would at work, I'm just gonna go back and reply to this email and say, Ruben, can you, geez, watch me spell in real time. Ruben, can you take a look at the graphic and also check out the video? And so this may seem simple, but if you're Ruben the salesperson, can you actually take a look at that graphic that I just made in Adobe Illustrator? I'm sure he's very creative, but not necessarily someone who works with these kinds of files every day. And so let's see what Ruben's experience is when he gets that content and switch back over to him.
Great, so let's go into, first of all, switch across to the PC. And so now, again, we go in. I can actually, where are we at?
I'd hit refresh. There you go.
There we go there. So we've now got the set of files that I want. And you'll notice we've got the rich thumbnails across not only the Office documents, also the Illustrator file. So it's really simple for me to actually go and kind of work on that. I can make any last-minute changes that I want to, but I feel pretty good about how this content is actually shaping up. And so we fast forward to it's the big day. What I want to be able to do is actually go out and actually present this content to the customer. And so I've got, let's switch across to my iPad. So again, I've got these folders laid out. I've got all my files. If I go into the CRM opportunity area, here again is the same set of files. So you can start to see the theme on kind of where we're heading there. If I get into the presentation, now I can actually do any last minute reviews, work with what I need to, make any final adjustments, maybe even just review so that I can get my pitch, I can see all of the information, I can see all of the various slides that that Doug's presented. And just going back for a second, one of the things that I might want to do is, if I'm actually going to travel anywhere, before I do that, what I want to be able to do is actually have access to that if I'm offline. So if I don't have any connectivity, I want to be able to make sure that I've always got a copy of that. So if I select that particular file from within the iOS app, then I'm actually able to go and take that offline. And so now, if I go back into my files area, I can actually, down the bottom, you'll see the views. I've got files, I've got any of my recent, so there's all of the scan and various other things that I can get to. And I've also got those files that have actually been shared with me. So that's really powerful for me to be able to get to all of the files, regardless of whether I'm connected, whether I'm not connected. Very, very powerful for, and on top of that, obviously, I can then go and present directly from this device. So I don't need to have that PC if I don't want to. So again, bringing up that file, I can work with it, present from it, make any last minute changes, and just make sure that I'm good to go for this particular presentation. So you'll also see that there's the mock-ups that I've got. He's pasted that in beautifully for me to be able to present that content, and he's been editing that at the same time, all in real time. So that's the presentation side of it. Now what we want to do is actually go and switch to the proposal. Let's say that the meeting goes well. Stephen is very, very impressed with our pitch, wants to proceed and get a more formal proposal from us. And so now Doug's going to play the role of another Doug who's focused on pulling this proposal together, and we'll work together on that document.
That's right. So number six. So first off, we really were making that in parallel, and you could see it even in the thumbnail previews for the PowerPoint slide showed the latest content that just got added. It was all available on his iPad right away. He could take it offline to go meet with the customer. And all of that worked without him having to install Illustrator or even really understand how I, as a designer, did my work. And I was just able to go about my business using the tools I use every day, and it all just worked between us, so we were able to collaborate. Now I'm the finance guy, and I'm going to pick back up on the proposal that Ruben started. You can see it here, and I think everyone should know by now I have great preview and editing experience in the browser. And then anything that I'm working with here, if I have the desktop apps installed, I can pop over and use those as well. And so I'm going to open this up in Word, and I'm going to do a little bit more editing to Ruben's file. And if not, I'll just do it online, and that'll be fine. I think we're both having some network fun here, but it's going to work. All right, here's my Fabricam document. And I'm just going to go in here, and just like anyone would in the real world, I'm going to copy-paste some things I've already written. Thanks. All right. And I'm going to come in here and bring those in. And now that I've got my document ready to go, like a lot of people, I'm going to actually need to get that into a PDF form where I can go take it out and have a really beautiful document that I can work on with my customer. And so I'm going to need to bring that into Adobe Reader, which is the tool I use for this all of the time, and into Acrobat. And so I'm going to save that guy out as a PDF, Fabricam proposal PDF, and that's going to drop it in that same folder. When I look over in Adobe Reader, you can see we have a really nice integration with Adobe Reader. I can go here, I can obviously pick up on my recent files. You can see any file I've been working on the cloud is actually there for me. and I can go into my OneDrive Contoso folder and just have access to all of my documents right there. And here's the proposal I just saved. I'm just going to open that guy up. You can see it'll grab it from OneDrive, and here I am in Adobe Reader. I'm going to do some quick touch-ups here. So we can see, I'm going to do some highlighting. I'm going to leave a comment. This first part is really important. And again, we're kind of doing this all in real time, so you can see exactly what it would look like as people move from one experience to another. So that file is there. I've just saved it back. I think it saved super quickly. And now what I need to do is get it out to the customer. And you could say maybe the old way would be to just put that as an email attachment. But I want to show you how we can do that with OneDrive. So here is the folder of proposals that I've been working on. The Fabricam proposal has already synced up from my PC while we were working on it. And I can preview that right here, and I can actually see those annotations that I just made in a reader. And I can share it, not just with people inside of my company, but with people outside of my company. And so we're going to show exactly what you see if you're the person outside of the company, and I'm going to walk us all through that. The first thing is to remember who I'm going to work with, and so that's Ruben.
So one thing, just to kind of while Doug's doing that, one of the things that definitely was an area of challenge as far as OneDrive was concerned was external sharing. How do you kind of get your customer involved, or how do you get other people from other organizations involved? And particularly the experience around sharing with someone where they needed to create a Microsoft account. So at the end of the day, whenever you share externally, you need to make sure that the recipient has got some kind of an account. And the challenge that we had with the Microsoft account was the experience for that recipient was pretty onerous in terms of how they go about creating that Microsoft account. And so you'll see the experience in just a minute about how much we've simplified that. And then obviously the other thing is if you're sharing with another Office 365 user, then that process is far simpler.
All right, thank you for Ruben while I got that set up. All right, here's our two kinds of accounts. I'm gonna lock this down so that only those two individuals will be able to access this file. And I'm going to just leave a note. And once again, this is someone who actually, let's talk about these customers. So this is an account of someone who's also using Office 365. So this is someone who has an identity with Azure Active Directory. It's someone who has an account that Microsoft should know about and should be able to trust. And then I just picked another account just so I would have be able to illustrate what it's like when we're working with an account that's not inside of sort of the Microsoft umbrella. And I'm going to share those now. And what we'll do is we'll switch over to Ruben's machine, and we'll look at what it looks like for that person to get access to this file. All right. Let's start with your corporate account. Did I share it with the right Fabricam? Fabricam 2016i, right?
Yep.
Well, this is the real thing.
So it's definitely come through to the external Gmail account.
Yeah, do you want to show that one?
Yeah.
What we're going to do with the external Gmail account is show what happens when they click on it. And so I don't know this person's account. It's not something we can necessarily trust right away. So let's actually click on it and see what they would see. All right, so do you have a Microsoft account? or do you have an organizational account? You're going to set up a Microsoft account for a personal one. Did we actually set you up with the wrong account?
Yeah. So this would happen if I'd already set up a Microsoft account. But the idea is that when I actually go and create that account, all I'm asked for is an email address and a password, and it goes and creates that account for me. So it's very, very easy for the recipient to actually go and click on that, start to view and work with that, and Doug's able to go and give me either edit or read-only access with that particular document. So I think what we'll do, let's show the other experience, which is me as another Office 365 user.
Okay.
So again, the same principle.
That's right.
We've got an invite here. I can then go and open that Fabricam proposal.
Yeah. I actually think our problem here is we got a little switched in what you're, what you're looking at.
It's always tough in terms of in private
browsers. We're trying to show a bunch of different accounts at the same time, and you're actually looking at it through your while you're logged in with your Fabricam account and the Gmail account. So that's something we'll have to work on fixing later. I think maybe. Oh, you can actually already see it there, which is great. And that's what we would want to have happen, which is that once they've got the account set up, they're actually able to see the content right there. And you can even see the annotations and everything that I left for you. So that's where we wanted to end up.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I think what we're going to do from there is actually go work on the contract. So you're the customer. Are you happy?
Absolutely.
Looking good?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's pick back up and let's work on the contract from here. So can I get number 6? All right, there's my proposals folder. One of the things that we showed earlier is how I can just pop in and see content on the SharePoint sites I use every day. And so one of the things that we do at this company is have a simple business process that we've built up around getting a contract from really the sales team actually reviewed by legal and getting reviewed by the team who needs to make it official and get the real deal signed. And so we have a simple SharePoint site set up for this. I have access to it right here from my OneDrive. And I'm going to show you guys how easy it is to just copy it over. So here's my Fabricam proposal. And I'm going to copy it over to this contract management site that I'm following. You can see there's a new proposals folder and a signed agreements folder, and I'm going to copy it to the new proposals folder. When the contract team sees that, they can just pick up over here, and they'll have obviously all the agreements that have already been signed, and they'll be able to look at these new proposals. And we set up a really simple workflow here. If you see this status field, that's something we created just for this document library. And you can see that I've got the Fabricam proposal I just dropped in. That's new by default. And I've got the another proposal that's in process. From a complexity point of view, it was just super easy to set that up. You just go add another column like you would in any table or you would in Excel. And editing it is easy too. I can just come over here and I can actually pick up this contract and say, hey, this contract is actually now in progress. And what I wanted is to actually make sure that everyone who needs to know that actually knows. And so I set up a quick flow in Microsoft Flow to do just that. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. It's actually really easy. This is brand new stuff that's coming out that we'll talk about this week. But here's a flow that just says, when an item is modified in that document list, just go ahead and send an email back to the specific individuals. And so that's going to end up looking like this. So, hey, this proposal that was just dropped into that folder has been picked up by the team, it's been marked in progress, and we can get moving on it. And let me go back over here. And at this point, I actually just want to show a couple more things. But now I've got the proposal in progress with the contract team. They can use whatever tools they use at their company to go get that document out and signed by the customer and then bring it back. And from my point of view, all of that content that I've been sharing with Ruben is actually now going to be available out when I go look at the Discover view or the experiences that I think are really cool around the people I've been working with. And so I wanted to show here how I can walk into Ruben's contact card and check out his profile. And you'll be able to see all of the documents that I've been working on with Ruben, right now, are already registered in the Microsoft Graph, and they're going to be able to show up anywhere that People Card for Ruben is available, anywhere in Office 365. And so what I hope you can see there is just how easily we're, not just within Office 365, but also across tools that people use just to get their jobs done every day, whether they're a designer or a person in the finance team. And with that, I think we actually have our deal, and it's just time to look at how we manage the whole thing.
Yeah. Right? So from end to end, it's been a pretty simple experience. What I'm going to do to kind of close out is, one, give you a view in terms of some of the key settings that you would want to control around kind of managing and governing that kind of experience. And then also just reiterate some of the roadmap items. So some of the things that were either not quite fit and finish or other things that are just of general interest to you from a roadmap perspective, we've kind of covered that off. So let me first of all switch over to the admin experience. So in terms of, and we went through some of this before, but in terms of how we would govern external sharing, both from a SharePoint and a OneDrive perspective, so as an organization, we made a policy decision that said, look, you can share with anyone, including anonymous users. That is, we don't actually need to enforce authentication on that recipient. Now, lots of organizations turn that off. Microsoft is one organization. When we share externally, we need the recipient to have a named account and actually sign in and be able to access that content. But you can choose to do that. One of the things that we didn't show but's available is the person who invites the external party gets a notification email whenever the recipient opens it, and it gives them information about when they did it, what the file was, what browser or what device they opened it on, as well as the ability for the person who shared to be able to revoke access. There's always that kind of oops moment where you share with the wrong person or you're just not sure of the sensitivity of the content. Then the person who shared, when they get that notification, can immediately revoke access and take back control of the process. So that's one of the things that's available. And then the other thing that you can also do, depending on what you select, so you can say, look, we might even have a defined set of external users or external recipients who we're going to be allowed to share with, or they can say, you know what, we can share with anyone, and we'll get onto some of the other controls that you can put on in just a second, or you can say, look, anyone including anonymous users. But what you can also do to provide guidance to your users is to say, what's the default link type? So when Doug shared, it defaulted to anyone with this link, which is the anonymous link. But if he wanted to, he could say, look, I want to make sure that when Doug shares, I want him to have named individuals or named email addresses that I want them to be able to share with. And so you can default it to, make it a deliberate action for the user to do something else. So that's the default link. Then on the anonymous link, Doug, when he did the anonymous share, would be able to set an expiration of that. Now, one of the things that we can do is, from an IT perspective, we can govern that it is mandatory for them to put an expiration time period on that link. And why would you do that? Well, you want to make sure that that link is not out there for infinity. You want to make sure that at some point in time, the organization can be confident that no one can click that link and get to that content. And then the user can define any time period up to that threshold that the organization sets. So we find that, you know, typically you would make it valid for a period of like 7 days or something like that, so that your exposure to potential misuse or access to a file that you don't intend to occur is minimized. So that's another thing that you can do. On top of that, you can also set domains, and you can set an allow list and a deny list. And if there's a collision, so if you put a domain that's on both, the allow list will win. But basically, most organizations use it this way. They say, allow, we're going to allow a set of vendor organizations or partner organizations, we're going to allow sharing with that domain. Or we're going to say, look, if Fabricam's principal competitor is Northwind Traders, then you can put northwindtraders.com on the deny list and our users won't be able to share with them. And that's normally the use case where you have a set of organizations that you just absolutely want to block from a sharing perspective. And then finally, you can also do things like who can share with external users. So, and we'll be able to lock this down at the individual user perspective or the security group level to say, and again, the typical use case is, I'm okay with marketing sharing externally, but under no circumstances do I want finance or legal or research and development. There's organizational departments or divisions that we just don't want to give the rights to. So we're bringing that capability in. And then finally, you can set governance around what the external recipient can do. So you can say, look, all external shares, I want them to be read-only. I never want external recipients to be able to edit that content. And then also we'll be bringing in the ability to block download of those files as well. So that's further on, that's in the first half of next calendar year. But if you want to say, under no circumstances can an external recipient download that content, then you can block that as well. And so what we're trying to do with all of these policies is allow you to govern the proliferation of data. So if an external party is able to download that, then it's on a device that you have no control or insight into, and from there you've kind of lost control of that file, of that document. So that's another thing that we'll be doing. And then finally, you can also set governance around whether those external recipients can then on-share those files onto other people. So maybe in the sales proposal scenario that we've done, Ruben is able to go and share with colleagues within Fabricam. You'll be able to block that from happening if you so choose. So we really want to get you having confidence about the control that you can provide around external sharing or just sharing in general. And we'll keep building on those sets of capabilities. From a sync perspective, we also want to get some governance around what people can do and how they can go about doing things. So, and the following sessions will go into a lot more detail around it, but one of the principal, there's two principal ones that typically organizations want to be able to do. Allow syncing only on domain joined PCs. So where we want confidence on a machine that we own or that we manage, then I'm okay in letting them sync. If we don't have that, if it's a home PC, you might want to provide governance that they can't actually go and sync content onto those devices. So that's really, really valuable in terms of how you kind of manage that. Bearing in mind, external recipients can't sync. It's a scenario that we'll potentially go after in future, but this is governance only on employees or people at your organization. And then finally, we added some capabilities that was requested where organizations don't want certain file types to be able to be uploaded or synced to OneDrive for Business. So, hey, PST files, which can be absolutely enormous, we don't want them to be able to sync those. Or MKV files, like Doug shouldn't be backing up his Blu-ray collection onto OneDrive for Business. He doesn't do that, by the way. But you want to be able to block those file types so that typically it's to preserve network bandwidth. If everyone is downloading these enormous files, that can have a network consequence for your organization. So we want to make sure that you're able to go and block those specific file types if you so choose. Storage, we've been into, you can go and set the storage quota. Quick update in terms of where we're at around storage quota. So every user with OneDrive for Business has access to 5 terabytes. The quota, the configuration has stayed at 1 terabyte, but you can up that through PowerShell. Anything beyond 5 terabytes, you contact Microsoft support in order to be able to increase that. And we'll make that a more self-service and automated model in calendar year 2017. But certainly, based on the usage patterns that we've seen, most users are not even getting remotely near 1 terabyte. But it's also comforting for a lot of organizations that are concerned about the amount of storage that they're giving to employees. So you're able to provide governance around that. And then another thing we went into in the last session was around retention of data. So we had a lot of feedback. We used to have effectively a predefined or inflexible workflow that said, if an account is deleted, then we'll retain it for a period of, let's say, 31 days. And then there'll be a secondary recycle bin for that content, and we'll notify the admin or the user's manager, and they can then go and determine. Quite often what we found was that the manager, you know, or the directory wasn't kept up to date, so the wrong person got notified, or the admin in a large organization really didn't have any insights in terms of who the user was and what files need to be retained. And so there was a lot of confusion, and that led to angst and concern from admins that files were going to get removed. So what we've done is brought in, it's available in PowerShell today, we'll be bringing this into the admin console, is the ability to set a default retention period for content from OneDrive and SharePoint when a user account is actually deleted. And that can be anywhere up to 10 years. So many organizations, for compliance perspective, potentially have to hang on to data for 7 years. You'll be able to set that so that you can be confident that content deleted, or if a user account's deleted, that content stays there. And anyone that that person has shared with, that relationship will stay in place, and you'll be able to access that content and reparent it or push it into a SharePoint library for more timely storage. And then finally, on the conditional access and user access policies, we're going to streamline that. So from a mobile device management and conditional access and mobile application management perspective, we're taking a dependency on Intune, which gives you both device and application management. And we've got sessions which will go into more detail around that. But we will allow you to go and, through a simple experience in our admin console, set all the necessary settings within Intune around access types, disabling certain capabilities that are had, being able to set location policies, so IP ranges around devices that are able to access it. And then we got a whole bunch of mobile application management. So where you've got an investment in a third-party device management solution, you'll be able to run this in parallel and be able to have governance over all kinds of behaviors around OneDrive and SharePoint content and the apps, including the Office apps. So that's just some of the examples of how you can go and administer OneDrive for Business and SharePoint, so you have more confidence around ensuring that the behaviors and the things that we did, you have confidence that data is going to the right place and people are sharing with the right people, and you're not exposed as far as deleted data or access to links that shouldn't be there, so on and so forth. So that's some of the admin experience. And then to close out, what I wanted to do was just talk about a couple of things that we're working on from a roadmap perspective that I think are kind of pertinent to this particular audience. So there's a couple of things on the server side. First of all, we'll be bringing in customer managed, or alternatively known, bring your own key. So where you want to be able to manage the encryption of the content on OneDrive and SharePoint, you'll be able to apply your bring your own key, and Microsoft will not have access to that or not be able to manage it. So if you want to leave the service, you can be confident that no one from Microsoft is able to gain any access to it. You are in complete control of that. We'll start making that available and rolling that out before the end of this calendar year. There's a couple of other things that we'll be removing that are kind of the last limitations, one of which is the block characters in file names. There's two culprits there. There's the pound and percentage sign characters. We'll be removing that as limitations from file names. And we'll also be increasing the max path length. So today we support whatever the Windows shell supports, which is 256 characters. And that encompasses both the path as well as the file name. The challenge with that is if you've got very deep hierarchies of files, then that can present a challenge for those users. So we'll be removing that. On top of that, we'll also bring in the Office. You saw some of the Office interaction and integration there. We'll be bringing at mention, so bringing a social construct. So as I add a comment or as I send emails, I can put, hey, at Doug, you know, please review this section, and he'll get mobile notifications and email notifications. So that's another exciting thing coming out early in calendar year 2017. Another thing that we'll be able to do externally, we can do that internally today, is share folders. So that scenario where I was on my phone and I was able to share a folder with Doug as a colleague, so we've got this workspace that he can then sync and work with and add files to and so on, we'll also enable that for external recipients as well. Today, you can share individual files out externally, but you can't share folders. So we're going to add that very, very soon. Of course, the sync update that you've seen around SharePoint and shared folder sync will go general availability by the end of the calendar year. So that's going to be in full production by then. So that's another area. And then there's a couple of other things that we're working on. Doug showed you the notifications, the mobile notifications when I shared with him as a colleague. We'll bring that notification in as far as external recipients are concerned as well. So Ruben shared a file with Blah at Fabricam. You'll be able to get a notification there. And then the other thing that we'll be bringing in, which is relevant to the external sharing, is multi-factor authentication for sharing externally. So we've done a lot of work with the Microsoft account team. So now if I go and accept an invitation, I have to put in strong passwords. It does all kinds of password length and various other policies. What we'll also enable you to do is define multi-factor authentication for external recipients of content as well. So from a governance perspective, from an end user perspective, there's a lot of really exciting content that's coming, and we feel very, very good about the user experience we're providing. And hopefully today it's sort of given you insights in terms of the things that you can do and the types of collaboration that you can bring to bear as far as OneDrive and SharePoint's concerned. So just to kind of recap, we're working on and we're delivering the experience where OneDrive and SharePoint is the best place for your personal and your team documents. OneDrive being private by default and allowing you to share if you choose to. Team sites and groups being shareable to a group of people automatically. We want to make sure that collaboration is super simple, both internally as well as outside the boundaries of your organization, but in line with what you feel confident from an IT perspective. It's seamlessly integrated, obviously, into Office. It's seamlessly integrated into line of business apps like Dynamics and Salesforce. But also, you'll see through our partnerships with Adobe and other organizations, we're making OneDrive just more interchangeable as a location where apps can write to and retrieve files from and work with those files. And finally, IT has every lever that you could want in terms of governance of that content and your ability to guide and drive certain user behaviors and actions that they can take. Again, just reiterating, there's tons of other sessions this week around the sync. You can do a deep dive in terms of the deployment and how it works and the tech stack and how you manage it to get out to large groups of users. There's also how you can go into all of that content around device and application management for your mobile apps and protecting content on mobile devices. We'll also go through just what the mobile functionality is. We've covered, you know, touching on that, but the full spectrum of what you can do on mobile devices is going to be another session. And then we've got a developer-focused session where we'll go through the API and the types of things that you can build and the integrations that you can do. We'll be bringing that in and delivering that on Friday. So again, just reiterating, fast track for those that are looking to get rolled out and get up and running and onboarded to OneDrive and SharePoint. We've got services there to help you get there, and it's free and available for you if you're an Office 365 commercial customer. And then the tech community, a great way to kind of get support and get peer collaboration and asking and answering questions. The tech community has participation from Microsoft product group, from MVPs, and from other customers and companies out there. So that's techcommunity.microsoft.com. And then finally, please evaluate the session. Give us your feedback, good, bad, indifferent. But we definitely value that feedback. We do reviews after the event. We want to make sure that we get this content right for you. Particularly in this session, which is a new type of session for us, we'd really love to understand what you didn't see, the things that you didn't see, what we could do differently. Was the end-to-end data and the life story the appropriate way to tell it? Did you want to get more feature-oriented? Definitely give us all of that feedback. We really value it. But with that, we'd like to thank you for your time. We'll be up here answering any questions that you have, but enjoy the rest of Ignite. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.